The new 45-foot-long boat is slightly bigger and more powerful than rescue vessels the Coast Guard has used for the last 35 years on part of the Great Lakes. On a tour of the Milwaukee Harbor, what's known as the Response Boat Medium, or RBM, got up close to its top speed of nearly 43 knots, or 55 miles per hour. The Coast Guard says the faster boat can cut response time to distress cases about in half, both to common boating trouble spots in Milwaukee and for the boat's patrol area between Kenosha and Port Washington. The nearly $2 million cost of the RBM has also bought better maneuverability. Coast Guard Sector Commander Bruce Jones says that'll come in handy during peak boating times.
We have boaters that drive recklessly, posing a great safety hazard and threat to the public. And so having this type of maneuverability is going to help us apprehend folks that are threatening the public on the waterways.
Inside the boat's cabin, a crew member adjusts a computer monitor to show the RBM's infrared imaging system. Senior Chief Bosun's Mate Chris Purdy says this added feature will be useful at night and in fog.
It's kind of just like what the police use on their helicopters when they're searching for suspects. You know, it shows the white hot. People running through the fields or whatnot, this basically will do the same thing.
The Coast Guard says several more of its Lake Michigan stations are likely to get an RBM over the next few years. Lake Superior stations already have even larger vessels or have different needs. Some of the additional RBMs will be made by Marinette Marine in the Green Bay area. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.